We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Falcons sit at 14. Do the Falcons value Ed Oliver in your – and because we only know what we don't know, and what we don't know is how much they value Ed Oliver enough to move up in the draft to try to get him, or are they content, in your opinion, to stay at 14 and take the best player available – from a defensive lineman standpoint, what do you think they're going to do?
I've kind of thought for a while. I mean, I haven't had them moving up, but I've seen, you know, the rumors in the last day or so that maybe they are a team that would consider a move up. And, you know, I think if you want that Oliver, you probably got to be willing to move up to around three or so to the Jets. You maybe you know, I can't see the Bucs doing a deal with them at five, obviously. So. You know, I think it's probably going to be a scenario in terms of Ed. You know, if he starts sliding into the back half of the top 10, that seems more realistic to me. But I don't know that he's going to get there. I mean, I had him mocked to the Raiders at four in my final mock draft, and of course, you know, there is the Julio Jones, you know, precedent in Atlanta and that kind of thing. But I thought all along that they would go offensive line if they stay at 14. Just, you know, given the number of times Matt Ryan was on his back last year, the running game never really got going. I'm thinking O-line for the Falcons, but if the Ed scenario is there, you know, I could see them trying to trade to nine or something. It's hard for me to justify going up to three.
I want to go back to your Falcons comment. Nate Davis, USA Today, you're the second person that said offensive line. And you may be right. You and Jim Nagy, who's a draft analyst for ESPN and executive, you probably know Jim, executive director of the Senior Bowl. I sit here and I'm just kind of flabbergasted by that, and I know that some of our fans have said it too. The Falcons are in absolute must-win-now mode. And unless you're telling me, I guess you're telling me there's an offensive lineman who can step in right now and start day one. Because you cannot, they are not in any position to draft for depth right now. They've got to get somebody that's going to impact this team immediately.
Well, I mean, to me, I mean, that line was a huge part of their reason for their success when they went to the Super Bowl a few years ago. And they've lost guys since then, mm-hmm. like Levitre and Trader, who didn't play particularly well last year. And I think this is a good O-line class, and I think they're in the spot where they could get a guy that you drop right in and plays right away. I believe in my last mock draft, I had Juwan Taylor going there. And I think if you had Juwan Taylor, Jake Matthews, you know, as your bookend tackles for the next 10 years, I think he'd be pretty happy. I mean, I think Jonah Williams would be another guy you have to strongly consider, given his position for versatility and just, you know, the overall quality of the player. But I mean, in my opinion, I mean, that line has deteriorated, you know, in the years since the Super Bowl. I mean, obviously they're pretty set with Alex Mack. He's getting older, and Jake Matthews. I know that they picked up some guys in free agency at the guard position, but I don't know that, you know, James Carpenter, Jamon Brown are necessarily guys that are going to solve those problems for you. Maybe Carpenter does. But, you know, I think there's a reason the Rams let Brown go. And regardless, I'm not sure they're set at right tackle. So to me, you know, given that offense has not hit on all cylinders the last few years, and just given, you know, how important it was for them, I believe that they had the same starting five the entire season when they were at the Super Bowl. I think it's an area they need to take a strong look at.
Yeah, no, I was mentioned to you, Nate Davis, of USA Today, and you, I mentioned to you, I have no problem if they take an offensive lineman. You just got to tell me he's a day one starter and he's going to have an impact on this team. You can't draft a guy you're going to put on the bench.
Yeah,
you just can't.
I kind of feel the same way.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.